Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School Concert Band, and welcome to the 2013 CMEA Band Orchestra Festival here at Castro Valley High School. My name is Dr. John Felder, and it'll be my pleasure to listen to you perform, to give you some feedback on your performance, and I hope that my comments will prove helpful to you, and I hope that you enjoy your experience here today. I look forward to your performance.
Everybody, welcome to the CMEA Band and Orchestra Festival hosted at Castro Valley High School. This is the Hopkins Junior High School Concert Band directed by Greg Conway. They will be playing Contempo by Michael Story, Who Can Sail Against the Wind by Anne McGinty, and Ritual Images by Roland Barthes. This is just a reminder, please turn and silence your cell phones right now.
Okay, we are ready to begin. Very nice. Tight rhythms together. Good, nice opening. Good job, percussion. Nice open sound trumpets. Good Good. Percussion too. Make sure you don't jump the gun on that downbeat. Good. Bass line. Can you give us a little bit more entrance at 23? Snare getting ahead a little bit. Nice articulation change. Nice exchange between the clarinets and trumpets. You're doing a nice job with handling some of these rhythms that can be a little tricky because they don't always start on strong beats. Nice overall sound. Nice job in the low instruments. Give a nice round sound to the overall ensemble. Sometimes percussion gets a little bit out of sync, but a lot of times you're doing a very nice job. Bells are doing a great job staying right with the melody. Yeah. Good. On these staccatos, make sure that you play them long enough that we can hear the pitch. So they don't have to be as short as the caps. Same with trumpets, a little bit longer. Nice long cantabile melody in the lower winds. Generally pretty good intonation on your unisons. Nice balance between the long melody, the accompaniment on top, and the percussion. Okay, very well rehearsed. Guys, really feel that you're in the groove of that lovely waltz. You handled the some of the tricky rhythms very, very well. And very nice sound quality coming from all sections. Good balance between the low instruments and the high, between the longer melody and the faster rhythm melody, and with percussion. In general, I think timpani probably could come up a little bit more, but the rest of the percussion really was very, very nicely balanced. A lot to do in that snare drum part, so keep working on those long rolls to smooth those out. Okay, now, who can sail against the wind? Yeah, bell player, make sure you really feel you're subdividing those eighth notes, dun ding dun dum. So you're feeling that they're coming a little more quickly than your director wants. La da. Yeah, watch out for that concert D flat. La da. See if you can get that even closer to the C. Nice switch of color to the brass. Yeah, maybe you can follow the shape and crescendo. So you can swell up in measure 29 and back down in measure 30. Good. The pattern, da, 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 maybe you can let that, whenever you're repeating a pitch, maybe have a little bit more separation so we can hear that going on. Good. Be really careful where you breathe so you don't kind of interrupt the phrase. At 53, maybe breathe a bass line after the F. And then you can keep all the quarter notes going right to the C in 55. Watch. Okay. That was a very nice ritardando there. Everybody did a good job of watching your conductor. Having a nice job of having those eighth notes lining up. With the slow tempo, it's not all that easy to do. No, energize the sound, freeze that tone, so that last C doesn't change its quality or change its intonation. Okay. Very good job. Good selection of pieces. Nice variety. It's to feature different parts of the ensemble. And we're able to hear all the special sounds. It's great that you have so many double reeds good representation in the brass section. So I look forward to ritual images. The triangle a little bit more. It's coming nice. Lovely flute solo. Sections of the band. Okay. Everybody watch. Good. Eighth notes, see if you can adjust right off the bat so everybody is the same dynamic level between xylos, clarinets, flutes, etc. Good. Saxes, I think that you can come up, saxes and euphonium, you come up a little bit more to match the level of the trumpet. You want to kind of balance the amount of energy. Good. Good. A little less woodblock here. Okay? But very nice little percussion opening that you had there. Good. Open those throats, trombones and euphoniums. You get a nice, rich sound. Yeah, I think we could have a better balance in the percussion. You don't want to overpower your audience with the percussion sound. You just want them to enhance the wind instruments. Yeah, I think that all of you in this section on the eighth notes could be even more da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay? Because you know you're going to come back to this lovely, quiet adagio, and here you don't want to have much of any articulation. Good spot for everybody to be thinking about where exactly do you breathe so that all your releases come exactly at the same time. It's hard because you have long notes. Okay, very nice job, percussion. Good. Flutes and clarinets. It's a little low in range, but it's got to be more. Yeah, notice that it says forte piano there at 96. So after the downbeat, I think that you could play that more quietly. Otherwise, I think that the sound of the overall dynamic of the band gets a little bit too big, a little bit too soon. Give us a little bit more energy on those attacks. Really pull that tongue away. Nice job following your conductor. Okay, good. Yeah. Very, very nice work. I'm very impressed with the way you handle different tempos. You never seem surprised by your conductor's change of beat and tempo. Generally have very, very good sonorities coming from all sections of the band, so you're really getting a good start making beautiful music. I think the next thing for you to concentrate on is seeing if you can make those articulations in the faster staccato sections, da-da-da, a little bit more crisp. Because in a hall like this, which is very resonant, really makes you guys sound pro, the articulations tend to get lost a little bit. And that would make a better contrast to when you go to the slow lyrical sections where you really don't want much articulation at all. Okay. Very, very good work for a young group. And I want to compliment you on your performance. Have a great day.